What if I told you the government tore open a hole in time and sent young guns right through it? Not just stories, neither. Folks say it happened under a rotten radar tower up in Montauk, New York. Said there's tunnels down there where men twisted minds like wire, wiped memories clean, and made people vanish like fog at first light. Most call it fiction. But some still wake up sweating, remembering metal rooms and voices that weren't their own. They say the Montauk Project was real, and what happened down there, it weren't natural. Welcome to Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories, where we bring you ghostly legends, spooky haints, and bone-chilling tales from all over this great land. These stories will have you looking over your shoulder all night. So pull up a chair, dim them lights, and let's dive into the eerie and unexplained. Our tale winds its way up to the far edge of Long Island, New York, quiet little place called Montauk, where the sea's always crashing and the wind never quite settles. Tucked into them woods, just past where the tourists stop, stands an old wartime relic folks call Camp Hero. Built back in the days of World War II, they say it was meant to guard the coastline. And from a distance, it still looks like just that, a forgotten base. Sidewalks busted up like old bones, a radar tower reaching into the sky but long since stopped spinning, doors rusted over and chained like they're keeping something in rather than out. But ask around, and you'll hear a different tale. The locals, they whisper, always have. They say that place ain't empty at all. That deep beneath them, crumbling towers and weeds, there's a hidden world carved into the bedrock, an underground maze where dark things happened. Things that was never meant for daylight. Experiments, secrets, horrors, even Congress never caught wind of. And the fella who spilled them secrets, he claimed he weren't just telling stories. He said he worked down there in the belly of the beast. Come the 1980s, a man by the name of Preston Nichols stepped out of the shadows with a tale that rattled folks to their core. Said he'd started remembering things, dark things, buried deep in his mind. Claimed he'd worked on secret projects beneath Camp Hero, where the government weren't just playing with people's thoughts, they was tearing holes in time itself. Preston said them scientists was using what the CIA cooked up in that MKUltra mess, mind control, LSD, all that, but taking it a whole step further. They weren't just bending minds, they was bending reality, talking teleportation, thought projection, folks disappearing into thin air like they was never born. Then another fella, Al Bielek, came forward with a story that tied it all together like something out of a fever dream. Said what happened at Montauk was connected to an older experiment way back in 1943. The Navy tried to make a warship vanish, but it didn't go like they planned. Said some of them boys got melted right into the steel, screaming the whole way down. Al claimed he was on that ship, that he and his own brother jumped off in the middle of that madness, expecting to hit ocean, and instead landed in Montauk in the year 1983. Now you tell me, friend, if that ain't the stuff of nightmares, what is? Now, what Preston Nichols and Al Bielek claimed happened under Camp Hero. Well, it'll make the hair on your neck stand straight up. They said them scientists weren't just studying brains, they were rewiring them. Sitting folks in dark rooms, strapping coils to their heads, then bathing their skulls in radio waves till thoughts started coming unglued. They didn't want control over just a person's body. They wanted the mind, the soul. Said they could plant memories or tear them out clean like pulling a root. And the worst of it, they used children. gifted ones, ones that didn't show up in no records, took them from foster homes, poor families, anywhere they wouldn't be missed. Some of them could move objects without touching them. Others could speak without using words. And when they cried at night, the walls would hum. Now, sitting right at the heart of it all was something they called the Montauk chair. It weren't just a seat. It was a machine, a contraption hooked up to wires and amplifiers and God knows what else. And when certain folks sat in it, especially one boy they called Duncan, something terrible happened. Said Duncan had a mind so powerful he could bring whatever he imagined into the real world. If he dreamt up a monster, it didn't just stay in his head. It stepped into the room. Full grown, real teeth, real breath, real hunger. Some say that chair tore a hole in the air itself, a shimmer like heat waves on pavement. But you could step through it, and when you did, you weren't here no more. Folks called it a portal, a doorway through time and space. They said men and women walked through that rift and ended up years away, or somewhere else entirely. Some came back babbling, broken in the head. Most didn't come back at all, and it wasn't just time they was messing with. According to Preston, they wasn't working alone down there. No, sir. He swore the U.S. government was talking to something else. Beings from beyond this world, cold-eyed things that walked upright but weren't human. They traded secrets, gave knowledge, but every deal's got its price. And nobody ever said what we gave in return. All of it, every experiment, every vanished soul, was part of what they called Operation Phoenix, a project so secret even Congress didn't have eyes on it. They funneled black budget money into Camp Hero, hid it behind Cold War defense spending. Officially, it never existed. But underground, that place was alive with wires and screams and machines humming like they were breathing. And if even a shred of it's true, then Camp Hero wasn't just a base. It was a wound in the world. Come the summer of 2008, something washed up on the sands near Montauk that folks still whisper about when the fire burns low. It weren't nothing you'd ever seen before, not even in the worst parts of the woods. It had no fur to speak of, just leathery, gray-pink skin stretching too tight over a bloated body. Its teeth looked wrong, sharp, jagged, almost human in the way they set. Its claws was long, too long, and the thing's face had this twisted snarl like it died angry. They called it the Montauk Monster. The newspapers laughed, said it was a raccoon or maybe a dog bloated from the sea, but the old-timers, the ones who grew up near Camp Hero, they didn't laugh, not once. They said that thing came from under the ground, that it weren't born, but built. Some kind of experiment that clawed its way out through the tunnels and died gasping in the salt air. A mistake from the labs that weren't supposed to exist. But that weren't even the worst of it. Preston Nichols talked about the last test they ever ran with the Montauk chair. By then, they'd been using Duncan for months, sitting him in that chair, letting his thoughts take shape. But on that final day, something went wrong, real wrong. He said Duncan's mind opened up like floodgates in a storm. Whatever they'd kept bottled inside him, fear, rage, maybe just too many years of being used, came pouring out. He didn't just imagine something that time, he birthed it. The beast he conjured wasn't no flesh and bone animal, it was shadow. Hate, hunger. A shape too big to understand, with eyes like burning coals and a body that shimmered like heat waves off pavement. But it could touch things. It did touch things. It tore through the facility, smashed walls, crushed machinery like tin cans. Some say it killed people. Others say it never laid a hand on a soul, just scared them half to death by being there. And then it vanished. Not walked away, not ran, just flickered out like it had never been. But the damage was real. Concrete busted, wires ripped clean from the ceilings, whole rooms collapsed. After that, they say the entire project was shut down on the spot. Sealed, buried, covered up with enough concrete to keep hell itself from crawling back out. But every now and then, they say, folks hear a low hum near Camp Hero, like the power's still running down there. And sometimes, when the wind blows just right through the pines, you can hear something breathing beneath the ground. Now, this is where the trail starts twisting like a snake in tall grass. See, according to the U.S. government, Camp Hero was nothing more than a radar station, just a Cold War relic left to rot. They claim there's no underground base, no experiments, not a single file to prove any of it ever happened. And on paper, they're right. Nothing official turns up. Just a few yellowed records, and even them are clean as a preacher's Sunday suit. But out there in Montauk, folks ain't so sure. Some say if you stand near that old radar tower when the sky's heavy and the tide's just right, you'll hear it. A low hum, deep in the earth. Not the wind, not the waves. Something else. Mechanical. Alive. They've seen lights, too, dancing through the trees long after midnight. Not flashlights, neither. These lights float, flicker, vanish when you blink. Then there's the ones who dared go exploring. Urban explorers, they call them. Brave or stupid, maybe both. They've found sealed doors hidden behind brush, old concrete stairwells that vanish into the dirt, ventilation shafts that lead down into pitch black. One fella swore he found a hatch with a keypad, still beeping like it was waiting on a code. Said he turned around, and it was like the woods themselves had shifted. Took him 3 hours to find his way out. And for the skeptics, the ones who say it's all just talk? Well, Preston Nichols hooked himself up to a lie detector not once, but multiple times. And he passed. Every time. His heart never skipped when he talked about Duncan, about the chair, about the thing they let loose. Even some researchers, real paper-pushing types, claim they dug up scraps of blueprints and files. Stuff that hinted at mind-control trials and frequency tests, stamped with dates and signatures that line up awful close with what Nichols said. Funny thing is, all this got folks talking, got the attention of some storytellers out west. And wouldn't you know it, a few years later, a little show called Stranger Things hit the screen. Hawkins Lab, government boys snatching kids, opening gates they couldn't close. Looks mighty familiar to anyone who's ever heard the name Montauk whispered on the wind. So, was the Montauk Project real? Or was it nothing more than Cold War jitters, bad dreams, and stories that took on a life of their own? Truth is, we may never know for sure. The paper trail's been scrubbed clean. The folks who talked, most of them either gone quiet or just gone. But when there's a rusted radar dish as big as a house, sitting silent in the woods like it's waiting to wake up, when government projects get buried deeper than coal seams, and when folks from different walks of life, folks who never met, start remembering the same horrors, well, it makes a body wonder, because if even one sliver of this tale is true, then we cracked open a door that wasn't meant to be touched, and what came through it might still be out there. Now, I reckon it's your turn. What do you believe? Was Montauk a nest of time travel and mind control, or just an old ghost story wrapped in government shadows? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. We read every single one, And if you've ever been near Camp Hero or caught something strange out the corner of your eye, don't keep it to yourself. Be sure to like, subscribe, and tap that bell so you don't miss what's coming next. We've got more tales stirring just beneath the surface. And remember, some secrets ain't buried. They're still broadcasting. This is Kentucky Melody, and something tells me we ain't done digging yet.